It's 10 to 8. Now, one of Britain's most significant train timetable changes comes into effect today. It's being called transformational. It'll see nearly 10,000 additional services a year on the East Coast Main Line, including a 46% increase in the number of weekday services between London, King's Cross and Newcastle. Let's speak live to Neil Middleton, who's director at the campaign group Rail Future. Good morning to you. What do you make of the changes?
Well, broadly, it's good news because more trains and faster trains make most people happy. But as always with a few of these things, there are some losers. For instance, to make those trains faster, they've got to stop at less places. So if you live at a smaller station, and Durham is a good example, then suddenly you're getting quite a few less trains. There used to be an LNER service direct from Durham to Edinburgh very regularly, but now it's been cut back to about four or five a day. Yes, you can still get there by cross-country, but you know, as always, there are winners and losers.
It's a huge change to happen quite quickly, and we saw back in 2018 it caused big problems. Are you confident this will be smoother?
I think so. I mean, you talk about quite quickly, but that's not really true in this case. The politicians have been arguing about this timetable for about 4 or 5 years because there were key trade-offs, like do you get more services between Newcastle and London, or do you get more services between places like Newcastle and Manchester and Liverpool? So they've been arguing about it for a long time. So the rail industry has had a long time to prepare for this change. So I am more hopeful than in 2018, where everything was really quite last minute.
One of the motivating forces is to try and get more people using trains, fewer on cars, fewer on aircraft, for example, going up to Edinburgh from London. Do you think that's going to have an impact, or is it more about fares and overcrowding?
I think it is the motivation is to do that, and it should do, because you're making the journey between London and Edinburgh faster. And as always, when you're going from city centre to city centre, if you're going to fly, you've got to get to the airport, get from the airport at the far end, go through security. You know, none of us, I don't think, ever regard being at an airport as a pleasant experience. It's a necessary evil in our lives. So if we can encourage people to go by train, then that's absolutely great. And I'm sure it will do that. You know, I'm sure it will encourage people to go from between the capital cities of Scotland and England more. Faster trains always do that.
Are we still in the territory, though, where we're trying to squeeze more out of the network we've got, and actually we should be looking at where entirely new routes should go?
Absolutely. And, of course, the elephant in the room on that one is HS2. But the problem, of course, with HS2 now is that it's not good to do things like deliver much faster journeys between London and Edinburgh, because the route itself only runs between London and Birmingham, and they're not putting on the extension to Manchester, which is because it's the longer journeys that real time saving starts to kick in and be a benefit to everybody.
Neil, thank you for your time and your view on that this morning. Neil Middleton is director at the campaign group Rail Future.
Where the news never stops. LBC News.
Well, it's now 7:53.